Hello, I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. The Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace, there is comfort, there is joy, there is forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we enter your presence today in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And we thank you for your Spirit, Father. Like the air we breathe, you are everywhere. You are a spirit, but you are a God of love, not a God of hate or vengeance. You do require forgiveness of sins, and that can only be accomplished through our confession of our sins. Your word says that if we confess our sins, you will be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we know, Father, that cleansing and that forgiveness is a gift of grace and mercy based upon what Jesus Christ, the very image of your person, the Lamb of God, accomplished on the cross of Calvary. With his shed blood, he paid the debt for our sins. And all that remains is for us to place our trust in him and to believe in him. And your mercy and your grace says that you will forgive us of our sins based upon faith, not of works. And Father, if there are anybody listening today who thinks that they can get to you just by being a good person, help them realize that is not possible. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, if there is anybody listening today who has never made that commitment to you and to the Lamb, I pray that your Spirit might just drive itself into their hearts and minds today and help them realize that truly where the Spirit is, there is peace and there is joy and there is everlasting life. And we know we have valleys that we go through even as Christians, and we have difficult times. But we also know, Lord, that there's an everlasting and indescribable peace in our hearts because of your great gift of grace to us. And Father, I pray that today as we worship you, we will do it in the manner that you have prescribed for us. Not our own way. We are coming humbly before you, Lord, to lift up Jesus Christ. He said, if he would be lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. So we do not lift ourselves up, Lord. There's nothing that we are doing or could do that would merit your salvation. It's only through your great gift of grace. And Father, I do love you, and I thank you. And I thank you for this next song. I thank you for the memory of it. When I was going to Bible college, Lord, I remember in chapel this very song that meant so much to me at that time in my life. And thank you that over those years I have been able to praise Jesus because you have forgiven me of my many sins and we have had a relationship together. So, Father, this program is for you. Our adoration and our worship and praise is for you. And we praise your holy name. And may Jesus Christ be praised. And now the 84th Psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Better is one day, better is one day, better is one day, better is one day.
How lovely is your dwelling place,
better is one day,
O Lord Almighty.
Better is one day,
my soul longs and even faints for you.
My soul faints for you.
Oh, hear my heart is satisfied.
Better is one day
within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
I sing. Better is one day in your courts. Better
is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
And thousands elsewhere. One thing I ask and I would seek, to see your beauty.
To see your beauty,
to find you in the place your glory dwells.
Your glory dwells.
Oh,
better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Oh, thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you.
Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day.
is one day, better is one day, better is one day.
Oh.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Thank you so much for stopping by and worshiping with us today. In the background, we've been listening to David Clydesdale at the piano, along with the orchestra. We began with the song, Upon This Rock. That, of course, is Jesus Christ, the rock on which we stand today. Also in this medley will be I Will Lift You There, and then we'll wind up with the song How Great Thou Art. Coming up a little later, we're going to share a devotional by Pastor Jack Hayford on the call to worship. We'll also share a couple of special verses on worship from Psalm 95. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. You know, a lot of people all around the world worship a god. It may be a god they made with hands, an idol. It may be somebody that somebody told them about. But He's not the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the real God, the one and only God who created everything and who loves us with an everlasting love and who gave His only Son, the image of His own person, to die on the cross for us. That is the true call to worship. Later we'll be talking about how important that can be in our lives and in our walk with Him. Right now, briefly, let me thank you for your letters and, when able, your financial help. It means a great deal to me, and we need to hear from many of you so that we can continue on the air. This station has offered this airtime to us without charge, and that's a wonderful gift, and I hope you'll contact them and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. But we have great expenses here in the production and the duplication of the program, the distribution of the program to stations, hundreds of stations all over the country, and of course the expenses of our new website. We have that too. So thank you for whatever you can do for us to help us continue on the air and to continue worshiping with you each week. You can send your gifts to Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. That's a long address, isn't it? Well, you can find that address on our website, too, in case you didn't write it down. You can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website is a complete playlist of the songs that we're using today. We're listing the names of the artists and the album information and all of that. We also post the scripture. Today it was Psalm 84, and that's there for you. You could have followed right along. There are other things on that website, and not the least is the actual program itself that you can listen to anytime you want. We post that program and all the information each week on Sunday morning, and then we leave it up all week. So if you missed the program here on this station or you want to worship with us later in the week, you can find it on that website and just listen to it right there on your computer. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us or write to us with your gifts or questions or whatever. Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this music that's been playing in the background, featuring David Clydesdale at the piano along with the orchestra, as we pick up the song, How Great Thou Art.
first time you came, they crowned you with thorns, as on an old rugged cross you were laid. But the next time
my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call. My comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation. Hast thou, dear shepherd, resort with thy sheep to feed them in pastures of love? Say, why in the valley of death should I weep, or alone in this wilderness roam? Oh, why should I wander and cry in the desert for bread? Thy foes will rejoice when my sorrows they see, and smile at the tears thousands of angels rejoice, and myriads wait for his word. He speaks and eternity fills. I hear and will follow thy call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Restore and defend Thou art my all, and in Thee I will ever rejoice.
And now from the book by Pastor Jack Hayford, The Heart of Praise, Daily Ways to Worship the Father with the Psalms, published by Regal Books. A couple of familiar verses from Psalm 95, 6 and 7 says this, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Like Pastor Hayford, I confess to being old enough to remember the then-famous Don McNeil Breakfast Club on radio. Do you remember that? The program came out of Chicago and was something of the equivalent of television's Today Show now. How well I recall during each day's program that there would be a time when Don McNeil would say, "It's prayer time around the breakfast table." And soft organ music would rise in the background, and then Don would continue, "And now, each in his own words, each in his own way, bow your heads and let us pray." It's moving to recollect such a thing being included on a nationwide secular program. And yet there was something about the Breakfast Club's invitation to worship that was much more American than it was scriptural. We have a national disposition to emphasize our right to worship in our own way. Now, while I'm grateful for that freedom, of course, it misses an essential fact of true worship. Biblical worship is on God's terms, not ours. Psalm 95, in calling us to worship, says nothing about our rights. Instead, it calls us to bow down and to kneel before this one whose creatures we are, sheep of His pasture. And make no mistake, the call to bowing and kneeling is more than merely to bodily postures. It focuses on the surrender of our will and the way to Him. It means that we are granting supreme authority to God, that in worship and in life, we're giving up on our will in favor of His. And it notes a foundational fact about true worship. Once I choose the living God as my God, I give up the right to worship in my own way. In the very act of naming God, God, you and I are granting to Him alone the right to prescribe how He wishes to be worshiped. For example, in Genesis 22, when God told Abraham to go to the land of Moriah to worship, we're introduced to one of God's ways in appointing the worship program. Abraham had no occasion to say, "Sure, God, I will worship you, but how about in my own way, okay?" Rather, when Abraham hears God say he's to worship by offering his son Isaac on an altar of sacrifice, he knows he has to choose between his way and God's. And what a shock to hear God's appointed worship plan. Offer Isaac? This not only apparently went against God's revealed displeasure with pagan practices of human sacrifice, but God had also given Isaac as a special gift to Abraham and Sarah after they were past the normal age of childbearing. And now to demand Isaac's life. But outlandish as it seemed, Abraham was ready to obey. And he told his servant something very significant. He says, "The lad and I will go yonder and worship." Now, of course, today we know the story's end, how God provided another sacrifice, a type of Christ, a ram caught in the thicket, to be sacrificed in the place of Isaac. And that's how young Isaac's life was spared. Yet the New Testament said that Abraham offered, past tense, Isaac, because faith's living worship was found in his obedience and willingness. You read that in Hebrews 11:17. Abraham had demonstrated the basic meaning of worship, totally giving over my will to the will of God. And we are wise to expect to be shaped in understanding and practice as we answer God's call to worship. We'll find it not only a privilege, but a challenge. So be aware and be prepared. To grow in praise and worship is to discover new dimensions of saying to God, "Not my will, but thine be done." O God, I confess both the difficulty and yet the desirability of totally submitting my will to yours. Help me as I launch forward toward the new and heartfelt praise and worship. And help me to love and to trust you so deeply that I am assured that whatever I give up for you will be only gain for me. And I do want to come and bow down in your presence and kneel before you because you are my Lord and my Maker, and you are my God, and I am just one of your sheep of your pasture, one of the lambs of your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true Lamb of God, I pray. Amen.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand.
The Maranatha Promise Band, come, let us worship and bow down. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help, when able. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship, all one word, calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise? And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together here on A Call to Worship with a Camp Kirkland Orchestra and Chorus.